Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Get up, get up, let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, if there was a day to make a joke or start a rumor, it was yesterday. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
I'm here, man. Thank golly.
Yeah, I'm here. Try that again, love.
Yeah, my goodness, man. Yeah, I'm here and I'm ready to go, man. It's the first day of the tournament, so I'm gonna watch games.
You didn't watch anything last night?
No.
Ah, you missed good basketball.
Really?
Good blowout basketball.
Oh,
Bobby Hurley, Arizona State, Nevada. Who's the coach? Steve Alford at Nevada.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just, I mean, Arizona State wiped the floor with him, but it was.
And there's nothing I love more than a good blowout first four game.
I mean,
I'll tell you what.
And you know, Hurley got that Davenport thing going on, over there. Like, every play is, you cost us the game, you know what I'm saying? Every time.
Animated.
Yeah, he's extremely animated. It's the same Bobby Hurley.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was some good basketball. I did enjoy it last night.
I watched the night before. I didn't get a chance to watch a lot last night. I did go over to Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday over Middletown.
I saw you had the young fella.
I took Xavier. Let me give a couple shout-outs really quick. I dropped Elijah off at practice with Coach T, Coach Terrence, over at Hoops for Christ. And let me just say, the improvement Elijah's made in a month and a half working with Terrence and Hoops for Christ, like, all jokes aside, and I'm not getting like any special deals Terrence what everybody else pays.
When
Terrence,
I watch the videos, I can see the detail, you know,
dude.
Yeah, teach him how to think.
Yeah, like, and listening, the conversations I'm having with Elijah about basketball going home, I'm like, oh my god, like, you're learning the game. Like, you know, not that his other coaches have not been amazing. So he has. They've primed him to be able to be as good, to be able to learn like this. But to be able to, they don't have time to just individually work with different players, you know. But man, I am just so pleased with Phil Morrison, Hoops for Christ, and their program, and it has just been awesome. So let me give them a huge shout out. But I dropped them off, and so me and Xavier, speaking of Christ, we went Judas. And took off to Buffalo Wild Wings. I was like, man, I'm right. We was over here at Portland Christian. I was like, man, I'm right on Westport Road. I was like, let's just swing over to Middletown real quick. So I went over to Middletown. Tina wasn't there last night, but it was all right, man. Look, Lauren and Brent, they took care of us, man. We had a great time. People over there, we was talking to some people. People knew who Xavier was. And he had a blast because, you know, people were talking to him.
If you acknowledge him, if you acknowledge Xavier.
Yeah. Lauren, our way waitress. She has, you'll see her over there sometimes. She has red, like real red hair.
Like, yeah, you'll know
bright
her.
Red hair. And Xavier just thought it was the best thing in the world. Yeah. He was like, that's my girl.
Yeah, it's good taste.
Yeah. So it was a good time, though, man. Had me some Parmesan garlic cauliflower wings.
Mm-hmm.
I kept it simple last night, and then just got a basket of fries for Xavier.
How many fries of his did you steal?
About a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm doing a little better. Mm-hmm. I'm eating.
That's
I'm doing
good
a little
dad
better.
Tax, I feel like. Yeah,
I thought so. But like Nikki V, I'm trying to clean up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, and he's motivated me. He's doing a good job,
what
too.
What did you drink?
You know, I was going to get an unsweet tea, but Lauren just brought me out a Diet Pepsi.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I know. Damn. She was, look, she just, when I sat down, she was like, oh, yeah. She walked up, she's like, here, I got your Pepsi. What's young fella drinking? I'm like, oh, all right, I'm
just too smart.
You know, so.
No, it's funny. I probably shouldn't have done that, like just reminded mm-hmm. you of the drink. But the reason I thought about it is Diener and Blake and Baker this morning were talking about, was it Big Red? Right.
Did you know McDonald's in Texas is getting Big Red?
What?
Yeah.
No.
And they're saying it's going to spread.
Listen.
It's Mark, a game changer.
Mark said, I recently got a Big Red Zero, right?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
And Diener said.
I don't think I've had that yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Listen. And Diener said, I can taste the aspartame through the. That, listen, that's how I feel. Every time y'all.
There's nothing wrong with aspartame or sucralose. Okay.
Nikki, I think the exact same thing when I hear zero anything.
I piss aspartame and sucralose, okay? So, yeah, that's me.
Oh,
yeah. Boy, I remember Sterling was like, nothing with OSE. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I was like, what about AME?
Right, AME.
Yeah.
Well, we were crushing those Zevias for a minute. They're not bad.
Zevias or Stevias? Stevia is the sugar.
Yeah.
Zevias.
Those are good.
There's a new sweetener out there that I think's in the ilk of like Stevia, that it's like natural,
mm-hmm.
like not so much sucralose and aspartame, but I don't remember what it is. I saw it pop up in a couple nutrition videos, and I kind of want to try it because Stevia is like good, but it's a little bitter.
It's got an aftertaste.
Yeah, exactly. So. This one's supposed to be a little
bit. I can do sweet tea with it, though.
Yeah. No. Yeah, there's certain drinks, though.
It don't bother me at all.
It's okay, and it's great in coffee, something that's already kind of bitter. But if you're, like, just trying to, like, bake or something with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not as. It's not. It's serviceable. But I agree. Yeah, it doesn't have the great taste. So I want to try this other one. It's supposed to taste like Splenda.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the better artificial sweeteners.
No, I totally agree. Now, this, like, I saw Biscuit wrote me about the cauliflower wings. And I heard him and Mark the other day, and they were really running down the cauliflower, okay? The cauliflower wing, all right?
Okay.
Now listen. I'm ready to go to war. Okay, guys?
I'm
I'll go to war. You want a war?
You found one.
You found the right guys. When you bite in, listen. When Buffalo Wild Wings crisp that sweet breading around that piece of cauliflower that they just so cleanly nip off at the end, just, you know,
hand breaded.
Each one's hand breaded.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come like that, and they crisp that thing up and they put it in that sauce and they and you go, there's nothing like it, okay? And the chicken is good. The chicken is good. But with that cauliflower piece, with that breading, man,
and
every bite
and
is...
the lack of guilt. The lack of guilt, Steve.
I mean, it's probably no more healthy than anything
only
else.
Only when you think about it. But okay. You like saying cauliflower.
I do.
You like the word cauliflower.
Yeah. It's like, what did you have today? I had a small cauliflower wing.
Dude, I've said this before. When did cauliflower become cool? It was always like the little like non-eaten thing in the veggie tray. And yeah. Now we got cauliflower rice.
Because we learned.
Now we got cauliflower wings.
Because we learned we could bread it. We learned we could do all kinds of awesome stuff. Who wants a breaded broccoli?
I mean, I try it.
I mean, dipped in cheese, it might not
that's
be
what
bad.
I'm saying. Actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah, think about it.
You have your iPad today, Nikki?
I do.
No. Okay, well, during the commercial break, I... I think the YouTube would like to see you.
I'm just saying, man. It was fantastic. But it was a fantastic dinner. Now, was it swirled in Parmesan garlic sauce? And did I dip it in ranch?
And every other delicious sauce that
yeah. available? Yes, I did.
You're a red-blooded American. Is ranch the official condiment of America?
No, ranch is far under.
I mean, like, mustard's Germany. Soy sauce, Asian.
You might be onto something.
Ketchup is English, I want to say.
Well, okay, now you can't just take ketchup. Ketchup is tomatoes.
Yeah, but that ain't Italian. Like, you know, it's not that sauce isn't Italian.
You're not taking ketchup from America. Okay?
Dude, I'm not giving
away our condiments to other countries. When I go to Epcot, there's not a certain place where they're like, "Oh, you can get the ketchup here."
What if we give ketchup to Canada and we keep ranch?
We're not giving anything to Canada.
Well, obviously, barbecue sauce.
They're talking about two beers a week in Canada. Did you listen to Drew and Em this morning?
Wait. What?
Drew played sound from a Canadian responding, a street Canadian responding to Canada trying to make a two beer limit per week as the advised amount.
All right.
I heard it this morning. You have to talk to
him. I know a lot of Canadians. They're very polite people. That might incite a rebellion.
The guy didn't sound happy about it. So
pretty funny.
Speaking of not happy about it.
Labatt Blue.
Phil Baker.
Molson.
Phil Baker, if you're listening.
Moosehead, what are we doing?
Nikki, why don't you just go ahead and send Phil Baker a text message right now?
Phil's probably pissed because it's
go ahead.
Because it's Wing Zone Day. Phil's probably like, hey, thank you for that 30-minute dissertation on Buffalo Wild Wings today, Steve.
If you think Phil was pissed about that,
yeah,
watch what I'm getting ready to do to him.
Okay.
So, Nikki.
I have him up. I'm ready to text.
Just text him right now. You better tune in. I'd tune in if I were you. So, Nikki, there is a package that arrived to the studio yesterday, right? You alerted us about the package originally, right? Steve did all the proper checks, right, to see if we could have access to said package, right? We were granted access to said package, right? Nikki,
yes.
Right now, you talk about a war going on. Now, Steve's little cauliflower ring war is like smaller than small potatoes compared to what's going on with the Louisville fan base right now. And I did something last night to bring it all to light. A little bit knowingly and a little bit unknowingly. Now, you're not a big message board person.
No.
But Steve is.
I just reiterate what you guys tell me.
Now, I do the same a lot of times. I mean, I kind of keep a side eye on what's going on, but I don't really participate.
Rummage is my message board.
But I do, however, you know, enjoy random YouTube.
Ah, crap.
Are you going to have to put it back over there closer to the window? I do from time to time. I enjoy a little humor. So, Nikki, I did something last night, and I want you to be able to hear it. And I want everybody to be able to hear it. And people, I'm going to do my best not to name call. I'm going to do my best, but I'm still kind of disappointed. Because at this point, you have decided that you've learned my humor over, oh my God, Nikki, just wait till commercial break. I need you to participate in what's going on right now. So, Nikki, I made a joke last night.
I scared the VP away, by the way.
Obviously. I made a joke last night, Nikki. Okay? I took what Phil Baker provided for us.
Ah, yes.
And I unveiled it on the Midnight Show.
Uh-oh. I think I know where this is going.
You know where this is going? Phil Baker?
I hope he's checking out the radio station right now.
Phil Baker, if I lose my status with ESPN Louisville,
check mark, you see.
If I lose my status with ESPN Louisville, or if I get a phone call from the University of Louisville, I'm putting this all on you. I mean, yes, it was my fault. I made the joke. But, Phil, you gave me the opportunity to make this joke. And you can explain it or not explain it if you want. I'll leave that up to you. Steve, we have ESPN Louisville Nike shirts.
We do.
I couldn't help myself, Steve, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself, right?
Okay.
And I gave the disclaimer, Nikki. I said, please don't start a fire with this tomorrow. I mean, I did about 30 minutes of an April Foolish kind of joke, Nikki. And then at the end, I said, hey, guys, please don't make this. I said, this is not the radio. This is YouTube. This is a little bit of fun. And I pled with the people, like, don't do this. Like, let's ha-ha it and let's let it go.
Right.
Hey, it's a little dry fit ESPN Louisville Nike shirt. It's awesome.
Courtesy of our friends at Shively Sporting Goods.
Courtesy of our friends over at Shively Sports via Phil Baker. But sometimes I wonder about Phil Baker's loyalties. And
there's no loyalty. Phil Baker's a Nike guy.
Oh, yeah. He's been very open.
Okay.
Checks over stripes.
I was trying to massage Phil Baker's athletic ego and athletic loyalty. I didn't want to just throw him squarely under the bus.
Because
I was out in front of this thing. They can't take a joke, Nikki.
Uh-oh.
They can't take a joke.
Oh, God.
It's turned into that, yeah. The conspiracies of what Marcus Maben is trying to do to the university.
Can I point out that you guys had no idea those boxes were back there?
We didn't even know the boxes were there.
I didn't even know they were coming. Like, Phil, hopping on the V Show, said, hey, keep an eye out on the door. We might have some new shirts coming in. Sounds good.
You know what the problem is? People knew I was joking and said, I'm going to gaslight something. I am going to intentionally mislead this joke, right, to other people, and I'm going to start a group, a faction, to just cause a disturbance. I'm going to make sure I RICO charge it all up to Kenny Payne. It's think about it. It goes from Shively, thanks Shively Sporting Goods, to thank you Phil Baker, to nice little shirt, nice little dry fit shirt, ESPN,
solid
Nova,
yeah,
solid shirt, to a little extra night show YouTube fun, to this is why you got to fire. The shirt looked good. Thank you Phil Baker, but yes, Now it's all your fault. Phil Baker, this is all on you.
The blood's on Phil's
hands. I didn't ask for Nike ESPN Louisville shirt. It ended up, actually, Phil Baker, and then it went to Steve, and then it went to me. So I'm the seventh man on the totem pole.
I finally got the text line open. The first text was, Nick hates America. Don't listen to him.
So they're not even mad about the Nike shirt situation.
Phil, yes.
Like, Mark's okay, cool. But Nikki, on the other hand, trying to give away our ketchup is a problem.
Evidently, our man Dave from Red Rage says that ketchup was invented in China. So I think that makes me a patriot. USA, USA.
I am not giving ketchup to China.
They invented it.
I don't care. We perfected it. You cannot tell me ketchup in China tastes better than ketchup in America.
Did you ever have the Szechuan sauce?
Where are the boxes going?
I have no idea what that was.
That looked like the shirts.
No, they were chatting
Did they repo the shirts?
Well, you know those aren't actually just for us. Believe it or not.
The University of Louisville just repoed the Nike shirts.
Come in with a flamethrower and just did this to yourselves.
Yeah, just men in black. I'm going to need a cleanup crew.
Those are ours now.
Oh, yes. But anyway, y'all, point being, it was a joke. It was a joke, but I did like the shirt.
They're nice shirts.
They're great. That.
But I'm like, Steve, what's going on behind you? Oh.
That's our guy from Kentucky Fish and Wildlife.
Okay.
Yeah, they were in the back.
That's
yeah.
my phone over there.
Yeah.
You know, okay, wherever Steve. He goes, he just has two large mouth bass in his pockets and just hands them to you. He's like the Johnny Appleseed of fish.
And he's
I love that guy.
And he's always in U of L gear.
Yes. Yeah, I was kidding about the fish, but yeah, not the U of L gear. That's true.
Spring game.
So I said, Steve, I'm going to try the cauliflower wings. Yeah.
Spring game.
Well, spring practice.
Spring practices.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
starts
right.
starts on the 21st, so next week. We're gonna get some. I'm gonna
come on. Give me what you're looking for.
Oh my God! Where do I start?
Yeah, I want to follow your eyeballs. Like, okay, you get to spring practice, Steve. Walk me through what Steve is looking for. Are you looking for the setup first? Are you looking at command of the coaches? Are you looking in the quarterback room to see what kind of, like, walk me through, Steve, getting spring practice
on the 21st. I'm gonna go up there because I'm gonna make quite a few of them. I'm gonna go up there. I'm gonna watch. And I'm just gonna watch kind of just how they run. I'm going to be looking more at coaches, just kind of how they run, and newcomer. Coaches and newcomer. The first couple practices for me are going to be coaching, kind of how do they run practice, what are we doing, kind of what do they put emphasis on. Because if I can just see what they put emphasis on, I can tell you.
That's what we're going to be good at.
That's what we're going to be doing, you know. So, like, okay, I'm going to watch that. And then like, so I want to see some of the new guys. How do they look? What, you know, bodies, what do we look like? You know, can they play? Can this guy contribute now? You know, I want to see Jamari Thrash.
Give the average practice goer. Like if you were going to advise someone what to look for in their opening scrimmage or their opening practice, like what just in your expertise field, what would you say, hey, pay attention to this?
Oh, man. It's tough because it's a new staff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, for me, I can't fathom giving anything else in spring ball other than, like, watch the flow of practice. Mm-hmm. Watch what they work on. Like, watch, like, okay, like, with Coach Petrino, you could always just the detail-oriented. I mean, I've watched him yell at people because their toes were facing the sideline as they were running, you know, and he's like, and he would stop practice, like, across the field, like, hey! You know, it's like, right. Yeah, it's like, your toes face the way you're running. You know, it's like, okay. Yeah.
So would you expect to see that?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're going to see a little more of that. I mean, it's a whole new staff. I mean, it's a whole new, not just a whole new staff, it's a whole new philosophy. So I think you'll get out there, and it's going to be in the football stadium, so you're going to kind of be able to get back out.
The practice are going to be in the stadium.
Yeah, unless weather's bad, then they said they'll move it inside to the Traeger.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're going to kind of get it. You'll be able to see everything all at once at the open practices because, you know, when they're over on the field, sometimes they split up, and it's kind of, you know, they're over on the other side, different stuff. If you want to get immediately excited – watch Jeff Brohm and Brian Brohm working with the quarterbacks. You'll see that.
I was kind of asking you, like, are your eyeballs going to naturally go straight to Brohm, to the quarterbacks?
Well, Pierce isn't going to be practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out with an injury. So I think he's out all spring ball with an injury. So that's not going to be happening. He should be fine for fall. He'll, you know. But Jack Plummer, you know, we'll get to see kind of
how hot his arm is.
Yeah, you're going to get to
see. My first eyeball, I want to see how hot his arm is.
Yeah, well, in person.
If he has a hot arm, then I'm going to feel like, okay.
Did you watch video of him slinging the ball down the field the other day?
No.
Okay, there's a video come out of him just throwing a deep ball to USC receiver. Mm. And it's like, okay, you can put it out there.
Yeah, see, I want the 10-yarders. I want the 10-yarder.
That don't matter to me as much.
Uh-huh.
Under Brohm. Those are so open, it don't matter.
Yeah, see that? To me, it's like if you can get that hot out, quick, accurate, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. I just don't think it matters as much. I think under a Satterfield, Charlie Strong style offense, to me, I worried more about that because I'm like, the throws were in windows.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-yarders under Brohm are going to be the people in the crowd and be like, I can make that throw. You know what I mean? Like, you know, one of those. Like, I need to know that you can put it on a dime.
I don't know. Listen, it's been so hard. Okay, and I'm not arguing against you. Yeah. I'm just kind of presenting a counterpoint on this.
Yeah.
For 4 years, six yards might as well have been 16.
Well, because they weren't open.
Right. Either they weren't open or the timing. Malik had to wait and see open numbers before he,
Well, Malik wouldn't start for Brom.
That's not the point, Steve. The point is even the offensive line, the offense philosophy was still like an seven yards was a draw.
Yeah.
7 yards was a draw. I'm like, you don't have a quick space hit. Sure. Like, your screens were, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say if I can see hot arm, technique, you can't screw this up.
Yeah.
This is a pick. This is a pick play.
Yeah.
This is quick. It's probably the first thing. And
sure.
I'm probably, okay, put it this way. I hope my wide receivers are getting yelled at the most. Okay? Yeah. Because it's like, okay, I'm going to have the quarterback to get the ball there.
Mm-hmm.
You wide receivers, I need y'all perfect.
Yeah.
Because if you're there, my quarterback will have that ball there. Because I think that's where – does that make sense? Like,
it's going to be a new crop, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, some new dudes are going to be out there making plays. I mean, Huggins Bruce is a guy that's played before. I mean, there's a couple that have played. But, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, it's going to be kind of a new
group
of guys.
Footwork and balance.
Yeah.
I hope to see them all getting yelled at. First day we're out there, I hope they're getting yelled at.
Yeah.
One misstep, and you're going to cost us this. Just overly
– Yeah.
Overly particular, overly sharp. It should suck. It should look boring. Should look like nitpicky. The coach should be frustrated. Like, no matter what, like, I expect to see a level of chaos. You know what I'm saying? And disappointment.
Yeah.
Because then I'll say, okay, that means his standards really, really high.
Oh, absolutely.
And you spot all the footwork. Just the cost. But there's a couple other things I want to look at in particular. But let's take a quick commercial break. We have time. 939 The Ville.
Dress it up and make it real for me.
Eskimo, the coolest DJ in the world.
Whatever that fuck off name. There's something in the sky for me. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got to roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We're the one that kept it cool with all the intentions. You can start acting.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven.
I say fair ball.
8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We're going to do something.
It's fair. Oh, yeah. Call the guy.
We're going to do something. Yeah. Get off the phone and call. And I'm going to do an advertisement really quick.
Let's do it.
Temperature control, because I'm heated.
Okay.
Temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online. At dfhcompany.com, make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we have here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Right on.
Steve, I don't know how we're going to do this while Nikki is efforting something, right? I'm going to need... Huh? Oh, no, not yet.
Later.
Not yet, Nikki, relax. You effort our guest, and I'm going to do something for Steve really quick.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, Steve, Nikki's going to have to mute our microphones, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Hey, listeners, I'm going to need you to deal with about 20 seconds of radio air silence. Is that too much? Because you have to hear something.
Okay.
We have to do this experiment really quick. Do you have them on the phone?
I do.
Okay, we'll do it afterwards.
Okay.
All right. So, very, very nice addition to our bracket challenge. And you have until noon, ESPNLouisville.com. Enter your bracket. It's free. You can do up to 10 of them. We have great prizes. A Gorilla Goal from Steepleton. RGB, a big screen TV. A stay at the Lulu Lofts downtown, courtesy of Cafe Lulu. Our sponsors are hooking you up with all kinds of stuff. Bourbon & Beyond tickets, Louder Than Life, Cox's and Evergreen Outlets, have a cool tailgating package, AL8 prize packs. I could go on and on and on and on.
You should.
I mean, it's awesome. Okay. Our sponsors are hooking us up. But this is a late edition prize, and it's very, very, very cool. I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter. Nolan Smith just tweeted a photo of it.
Hundreds and hundreds of jealous people watching Nolan Smith hold his newest addition to the man cave, Jay Lane.
Jay Lane, made by Jay Lane on Twitter, is going to donate one of those signs, those Cardinal LED signs, perfect for a man cave.
Those are sweet.
Absolutely awesome.
Jay Lane, welcome to Middays with Marcus May. Did you just hang up on
him? Let me call him right back.
You just hung up.
You just hung up on him?
You just hung up on
him? I didn't mean to. I hit the wrong button.
You just hung up on him as I was introducing him. And he did it, Steve. You saw him do it, right? You saw Nikki go right over. We're sitting here bringing him on the show to talk about.
Jay Lane may or may not be giving a prize back to the.
He just decided that he didn't like his introduction, and he's done with us. He's like, I don't know who these guys are. I just gave an awesome. I donated an awesome prize to the tournament bracket challenge. And
Marcus Maben was giving me a full intro.
All right, we got him now. Jay, I'm so sorry.
Sweet Jesus. No. I'm glad Jay's laughing.
I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here.
Fat sausage fingers hit the wrong button and hung up on you. I'm so welcome sorry.
Welcome
back.
Welcome, Jay, first and foremost. I wasn't kidding when I said there's a lot of people who are obviously in envy of the new sign. Kind of just tell us, you know, how did we get you to participate? What's the process behind the signs you make? Kind of, is it a passion? Is it a hobby? You know, just kind of give us a backstory.
Yeah. So it is woodworking is a passion of mine. It has been for a long time. And about 4 years ago, I was watching this YouTube video about scroll saw art. And that's what I do. Everything I do is made by hand. It's cut on a scroll saw. And a scroll saw is just a kind of a tabletop tool with a blade that moves up and down really fast. And you push the wood through it and you cut out all of the pieces. And about 4 years ago, I just kind of started to do it. And one of my first projects was a cardinal head on a bourbon barrel head. I had a stack of bourbon barrel heads in my garage.
Right.
And I just kind of posted on Facebook and said, would anybody be interested in this? And one of my friends bought one, and that kind of started me down this path. It really took off during COVID. I make all kinds of stuff, but I do, U of L is a lot of this, most of what I do, about half of what I do. And I've gotten to meet so many people, and I've made stuff for pro teams. I've made for actual coaching staffs. As you're all talking about Nolan. I mean, his wife bought that LED sign from me. I've sold stuff to the basketball, football staff, and it's just been one of the most positive, cool things I've ever done. And Nick reached out to me about participating with you guys, and I thought it would be a fun little experiment. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, and this is just out of my own curiosity. When you say handmade, like hand sawed, do you ever find it like hard to get rid of something? Because it's like, if I create something, I don't know if I can just let go of it. You know, if you actually make it by hand, does each item just have a special place in your heart? And could you recognize that was done by my hand? If you went to a random person's man cave, would you know that was done by my own hand?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've probably sold about 1,500 pieces since I've been doing this. So I can instantly look at something. As a matter of fact, somebody was selling one on Facebook Marketplace. And I at first thought somebody was ripping me off, but what it was someone had been gifted it, and then they were selling it. To answer your question, I mean, my wife and I put a lot of time into these pieces, and sometimes, when I see the finished piece, I'm like, dang, I want to hold on to this. And so, yeah, it's and I'll tell you, people really appreciate that things are handmade. I mean, they're willing to wait, and I just can't even explain how positive it has been. And just seeing the look on people's faces and how happy they are. I mean, that's as much of this as anything.
Do you have a particular challenge that you're looking forward to do next? Like I said, do you like take requests and hope that they're more challenging, or just kind of want to get as many out to as many people as you can?
No, well, so, I mean, we're not, you know, I mean, the stuff we make takes time. So we're definitely, I mean, I like challenges and I like doing cool logos. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, I started off doing bourbon barrel heads and I've kind of transitioned more into these LED signs. Mm-hmm. And so I have high school coaches reaching out to me. I have college coaches. They want to have something in their locker room or whatever. So I love the challenge of trying, you know, new things. And I appreciate making all of the U of L stuff and you know, some of the other teams I'm licensed with as well. But I love just people bringing complex logos to me, and especially ones that mean things. Like not too long ago, I did a logo for a submarine commander that was coming back from the from the military and from being deployed, and someone purchased a gift for him. And right. So that was a super complex thing. And so, yeah, I mean, I love the challenge of doing different things, and I'm always looking for the opportunity to make some cool stuff that makes people happy.
Okay, when you say people reach out to you, I want you to take your time and give a long descriptive way. Do you have any online stores where people can browse the pictures, and how can people reach out to you? How can they place orders? Just put it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my website is madebyjaylane.com, and there's a link into my online store where you can see all of my U of L stuff. I'm also licensed with WKU and Bellarmine. You all were talking about Twitter. I'm on pretty much all social media at madebyjaylane.
When you say J, J-A-Y, or just J?
I'm sorry, it's J-A-Y. Mm-hmm. So madebyjaylane.com. It's not .com in my social media. If you look for Jay Lane, there is a drummer out there. That's not me, but you should be able to find it pretty easily just doing the Google search. But I'm on all of the social media as well.
Okay, are you pretty awesome, much man. Caught up to date? Are you just taking all orders as they come? And you just let them know what time?
Yeah, I mean, my turnaround time kind of depends on the project. I try to keep U of L stuff kind of flowing, but some of the custom stuff could take 6 to 8 weeks. It just kind of depends on the time of year. But I can work with people on timelines. Sometimes people need things for gifts or things like that, and I could be pretty flexible.
Okay, well, Jay Lane, before I get you out of here, are you a tournament bracket guy yourself? Or being that Louisville's not in it, do you have a side piece or anything like that?
No, I'm gonna get into a bracket as soon as we get off here. I've been overwhelmed with working on projects and stuff, so I'm excited to see some good games though.
Well, Jay Lane,
These things are awesome, man.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Yeah, we have until noon, everybody, and you can enter up to 10. ESPNLouisville.com bracket great. Challenge. I mean, this is one of the coolest like prizes that's part of the mix, and we have some great stuff up there. So Jay, we really appreciate it, man, and I'm gonna be hollering at you down the road because I'm gonna get a Mr. Met one for Pops.
Listen, we're gonna split one of these and we're gonna buy one of these for the studio.
Yeah, no, the studio, this light is awesome. The studio needs one.
This is sweet. These are sweet. Jay, man, appreciate you, man.
Absolutely, guys. You all have a wonderful day.
Yeah, we'll definitely be talking to you soon. That was Jay Lane, Made by Jay Lane. You can reach out. He says you go ahead.
Yeah, at Made by Jay Lane on Twitter, man. Yeah, that's his Twitter handle. And just go through the page, man. He's got these like steel. It's not all LED stuff. A lot of it is, but I mean, he's got these bourbon barrels. He's got these those tin signs, those old school tin signs that he has cut out. I mean, it's really fantastic stuff. I'm just going through here. Man, there's like a Floyd Central Highlanders. Like, it's just – there's the Red Wings. Damn, he's doing hockey stuff too, man. He's awesome. Big fan of
I think you still got him on the line, maybe.
Well, good. I wanted him to hear all that.
No, it's awesome. Yeah, no, I wasn't kidding. I want to get one for the studio because I'm going to paint the walls. I'm just going to do it without asking. I'm going to ask.
He better be good.
Do we have any painters?
We need.
Am I allowed to? Is Drew in there? I'm gonna have to ask Drew first.
Laning Paints is a sponsor. We'll get the paint from them. And Chris the painter is a frequent texter.
Who's gonna put in the work?
I'll come in and help.
I
want the studio to look better. I mean, it's nice studio. That's the thing. I want the walls to look better. We can hang up some stuff. Like, dude.
What color are you thinking? Maybe like a sky blue?
You're an idiot. Gonna break. Jackass.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it,"
but then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist,"
or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.